Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting! Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. Let your cock stay thick.
Fat fucking Bader Dong, man.
Don't you dare jizz from that big old penis wink.
We're gonna have to shoot some sperm out of dog, man.
Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. May you edge a little more.
Yeah, I got a big fucking penis.
From now on, your flesh balls will be blue and sore. Ooh, yeah.
My big fucking penis.
Here we are. Hand on dick.
Penis.
Jacking that fleshy prick. Once more.
Dog worship that.
Penis stiffens, I'm gonna blow cum snot. And jizz a lot. Once more.
You better be fucking jacking your dick, man. Beating on your cock. Come on. Come on, man. Beat your dick. Jack that fucker off while I'm jacking mine off, man. Yeah. Yeah, fucking nasty dudes, man. Better than a mirror, isn't it?
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is definitely my home.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, hey freaks, it is Tuesday, December 21st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a vampire loves the blood and pussy of teenage girls, plus sticking your hand in mucousy vomit and the Hallmark whore. All of this plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday, your voicemails, plus much more on this extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday for you in just a moment. But before we do that, I've got a 12 Days of Distortion update for you. Yesterday I said, look, fuck it, my email's not working. I'm going to pick four winners, use my disview at gmail.com, and then I'll just give away four iPod shuffles. And that's exactly what I'm going to do today. Throughout the program, I will be announcing some winners. The first winner is going to be announced right now. Got to say congratulations to TJ for creating... I'm sorry. I'm ruining your moment here, TJ, with my guess. Yes, congratulations to TJ for TJ's creative project. He decided to get on some vent servers and wreak havoc using sound clips from Distorted View and Cheryl Murkowski and stuff. Gay fisting porn. So he sent in an audio clip here that's like 6 minutes long. I'm just going to play a portion of it for you.
Nice job. What's going on?
What's up?
All those signs and shit.
My pussy is excited for you, Jesus.
There I am.
We need a password vent, please.
Someone is watching gay porn while they're playing World of Warcraft. It makes perfect sense.
Oh, God, love me! Oh, fuck me off! Shit!
Oh. Yo, what's going on, Jim? What are you doing?
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and
Jim, what
more.
Are you doing? Jack,
what the fuck?
Is that you?
Oh God, love me!
It's not me, it's Tim.
Oh, Tim. Yes, who is Tim? Very good question. Oh my God, it's so annoying.
Oh God, love me!
It's someone else. It's Tim.
Yeah, I can't hear it anymore.
My pussy is excited for you, Jesus.
All right, let me fast forward a bit to where Cheryl Murkowski makes her entrance.
Distorted View tastes just like fresh perked honey.
How do you meet him?
You click on him and you meet him.
15-year-old girls in my crotch, they go hand in hand.
Where's Jack?
Distorted View tastes just like fresh perked honey.
Jack said he'd be back. Is that him?
Who's 4 pounds?
I don't know. Ask your friend Artemis. Ask him.
That doesn't sound so bad, foe. Yesterday I seen this girl, man, she looked so fine. How do you?
I'll get him back.
Stranger sight.
I will run into pursue.
Yo, I'm lagging like a bitch. I don't think I can even play.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
oh, can't believe 4 pounds made an appearance.
The Artemis.
Oh, yes,
okay, the Artemis. You know Artemis. I don't know him.
Pursued.
What's going on?
I don't know.
No one knows what's going on. It's pandemonium. All right, that's enough. Congratulations, TJ. You win an iPod Shuffle. Send me your physical address, and I will get that out to you sometime. Probably, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And with that, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. You know, this is a stupid little bit where I just read you a porn story. The internet is filled with these things, and not all of them are gems. That's what I'm looking for. Poorly written, or just bizarre or disgusting weird stories. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Of all the crummy places to get sent to, this island is 50 miles from anywhere, and nothing but sand, a hut, and the seals. Well, sea lions. Oh no. Don't fuck the sea lions. And noisy? Keep me up half the night. One little slip-up, and I get tossed here. What? Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be recording scientific data on the little bastard. Well, at least I'm getting a good tan. Bye for now, John. He folded the letter in half and put it with the rest of the mail. Boat wasn't due for another 2 months. Hell, might as well go sit on the beach and take some more notes. Removing his trunk so he wouldn't have a bikini line, the young man went out to the beach and got comfortable. John was laying on the warm sand, enjoying life, when one of the pups came over, squalling as usual, and decided that his big toe was a nipple in disguise. Yes, he's going to fuck a sea lion. I can see this coming from a mile away. So it started sucking and slurping and salivating all over his foot. He waited until the animal was done, which took a few minutes, then shook it off and folded it up against his groin. What? He crossed the other one up and into his hip socket. Oh, he's talking about his legs. Okay. Into the classical yoga move. He sat contemplating his navel until the little twerp came back. Must be weaning time again, he thought. That's when the juveniles would suck on anything to see if it gave milk. Noisy as ever, the creatures wanted to try out that oddly shaped teat again. It sniffed around him, barking every now and then. Oh, oh, oh! John thought about shooing it away, but didn't want to break his concentration. The sea lion pup did that for him. It put a wet flipper on either thigh and dived for the middle. The sea lion is gonna give him a blowjob? Story is science fiction. All of a sudden, the young man found himself with a hungry pup attached to his cock. He yelped, arr, oh no, ah, that's how people yell, and looked down into one brown eye. Ooh. We're already getting to the anal part. Tried coaxing it off with a finger, but the animal wanted the nipple it had found. Then John forgot about everything as his penis expanded in the warmth. 6 weeks without any company but his hand. He dug his fingers into the dry sand as a rough tongue raked across the sensitive underside. The sea lion let out a grunt, then slobbered all over the cock. The young man couldn't take but a few minutes of this. He clutched his thighs, balls rumbling under the smooth chin.
The animal knew something was going on because it stepped up its suction. And when the cum splashed against the back of its throat, it squeezed rhythmically on John's maleness with its thick tongue, literally milking him dry until nothing more could be coaxed out, not by suction or friction. The sea lion gave snort, then a guttural growl. I don't know how to do that. And dropping his shrinking dick, made its way back out to the sea. By now, John was exhausted and was about ready to pass out. Son of a bitch! He went over to a deserted spot and washed himself with seawater. Afterwards, he lay down in his homemade hammock to take a nap. He woke up from a hot sex dream only to find an animal, its nose pressed against the canvas, slobbering away at his erection. Oh, shit! Must have slipped through one of the holes. He grabbed the sides, another orgasm setting his nerves on fire. The sea lion's strong throat muscles pulled the cum from his testicles. Then a muscular tongue not only stripped the remaining ejaculate out of the fleshy pole, but did it so thorough a job its owner got another mouthful of cum. Congratulations, sea lion. Frustrated it couldn't get any more milk, the animal barked. And went off in search of another source, while the man lay in a stupor, unable to even twitch, eyes staring at each other. When John finally gathered enough strength to move, he flopped out of the hammock and crawled into the hut. The young man lay half in, half out for a while, then heard a commotion coming out from behind him. The sea lions are back for more. Now what? A whiskered snout tickled his heel. Oh, not again. Go away, he croaked, shoving weakly at the creature with one foot. Finally, this guy's coming to his senses. Sea lions aren't even that attractive. I could understand maybe if it was a zebra or something. That I could really get behind and fuck. But sea lions, come on. All those whiskers, that would just annoy me, getting a blowjob by a sea lion. So just in case there's any sea lions listening to this program, I'm not interested. Do nothing for me. This animal wasn't about to be put off so easily. Oh no. It sniffed up his leg, stopping at the junction. It nuzzled his balls and sniffed his dick, but really seemed to be fascinated by his butt. It sniffed every inch of his ass, then stuck its nose into the valley. John could only grunt and wave a hand feebly as the animal moved up his spinal cord, stopping to lick at a patch of skin. Long flippers lay on either side of his thighs as the animal rubbed its smooth skin against his tan hide. Here it comes. It wasn't until he felt something long and thick press against his ass that John realized what the animal wanted. He wants your boy, pussy. It must be one of the younger males, he thought. Not big enough to steal a female, but still horny. He chuckled when he remembered watching one try to screw a coconut, and had made numerous accounts of them humping the sand in frustration. Aww. He gasped at 7 inches of slippery animal cock that slid through his butt cheeks. Yeah, you're not laughing now, are you, John? John flexed his glutes, pressing on the maleness, holding it into place. That wasn't such a good idea. The animal barked, and ejaculate squirted all over his ass. John thought that now that the creature had finished, it would leave him in peace. Oh, no. But instead of moving off of the exhausted human, the sea lion stroked his sides and slid its cock through the slime, finding that puckered anal ring. Ew. Puckered anal ring, which resisted the intruder for a moment, but it was no match for the streamlined tip, slick with cum and sweat. John groaned as the entire length slowly made its way into his entrails. This is like the least hot sex story ever. Entrails, streamlined tip, ugh, puckered anal ring. Guy needs to learn how to write a sex story. You'd think, you know, you have sea lions, a man stranded on the island, hot interspecies sex. Oh, that's a recipe for fantasticness. But no, he has to go and gunk it up with disgusting phrases. The sea lion growled, shoving its hips down until a leathery sheath was pressed against the tan cheeks. Nuzzling his neck, the animal buggered him with long, slow strokes. The young man wiggled his toes as his prostate gland was massaged thoroughly. Wow, this is a turn-on! And... John thought about raising up and getting that last little bit, but the animal didn't seem to mind, quite happy to slide only 9/10 of its maleness into the warm, tight orifice. Nor did he seem to care when the human slumped forward as he came in a flurry of quick humps. The sea lion lay on top of the man for a few minutes, then it pulled its shrinking cock out of the wonderful hole it had found and made its way back to the sea. John crawled the rest of the way to the hut. Well, yeah. There's no way you can walk. Sir, you're going to have a real problem for the next couple days, standing up, walking, or sitting down. I hope to God you packed one of those inflatable hemorrhoid donuts. You're going to need it. The days flew by. Not many sea lions were left. The day before the ship was to arrive, he went out to say farewell to the beach and get a few hours of nude sunbathing in. Ooh. A whiskered smooch told John that another male had come looking for either a meal or a good lay. It occurred to him then that in all this time, he never sucked on them. Well, let's take care of that. He grasped the rubbery pole, licking on the testicles. Ugh, they tasted salty and good. The sea lion grunted around his cock, sucking harder. It moaned when he let his tongue slide along the length of its dick. He sucked the tip in, noting the flavor was like its nuts, salty and male. Salty and male. Male is not a flavor, sir. He swallowed the rubbery flesh to where it vanished into the penile slit. Sucked with abandon. Reveling in having two males at the same time. Oh, there's two sea lions. Kinky. The only problem was they were both premature ejaculators. Wham, bam, thank you. Oh, shit. The sea lion had no more than pulled out of his ass. Then another bigger cock filled the vacant hole. He's now being gangbanged by sea lions. His mouth, too, had another penis to work upon. Someone munched his tortured testicles. Jesus Christ. Before gulping down his rock-hard maleness. His anus was swamped with semen. Cum poured into his hole, his nuts made to give up yet another mouthful of rich cream. The orgy lasted most of the day. Finally, when the last cock had been drained, no more could be gotten out of his balls, and cum dribbled over his ass, they left. John crawled out to the sea's edge, washed as best as he could, and went into his shack for a long snooze. When the boat came, it found an empty hut, for John had not been alone. A tribe of island natives had used the beach for their fertility rites. The light-skinned one had been chosen by the sea gods. He had made it with the furry ones, as they did. It took very little persuasion on their part to get him to come with them. They got into their canoes and paddled to another island, where dogs greeted them with barks and licks. Another man, also nude, welcomed the new one. That night, as John lay next to a large male dog whom he was slowly buggering, he smiled. "So it looks like I found someone new," he thought to himself. The animal growled, rubbed his head against the smooth chest, thrust his slick doggy cock through long fingers. Lamna hoped master came before sleep overtook them both. He yawned and wriggled in the human's lap, impatient to feel his new master's penis swell inside his guts. He got his wish, too. The end.
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. It's an amazing deal. You get half off. You know, maybe you want to buy yourself a prostate toy for Christmas. Pamper yourself and your very sweet rectum. They've got toys for boys, toys for girls, strap-on sex swings, oral sex toys, male masturbators, love dolls, lesbian toys, gay sex toys, movies, lingerie, anything of the adult nature, you can find at AdamandEve.com. Again, just use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Not only are you going to get 50% off just about any item, you're also going to get free shipping. That'll save you some money. Plus, they're going to throw in three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Again, use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Order today, and there's a good chance you can receive your shit by Christmas. So do that right now, and let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news. Yes, people have been asking me what the hell I'm doing for Christmas, especially with the show. Here is the deal. I will be back tomorrow to do a Wednesday program. Thursday to do the Thursday show. Now, you know what? Thursday we're going to do the Friday program, and then Wednesday we're going to do the Saturday program. We're just going to mix it all up. But I will be back on Wednesday and on Thursday. There will be no show on Friday, however. But this weekend, Corey has emailed me and said there is going to be a Bud Fudge Sunday Christmas Spectacular. So Thursday's program will be a show for everyone. And then this weekend, we'll do Bud Fudge Sunday just for Sideshow Freaks. That's how we are going to roll. If you're not yet Sideshow member, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. There's still time to gift a lifetime membership or get one for yourself. Just on the website, you can sign up for a lifetime membership. If you're already a Sideshow Freak, just email me, and I will give you all the instructions. There you go. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from New York. The owner of a Lower East Side greeting card store is putting a new spin on customer appreciation by pole dancing for her patrons. Okay. At her store of the same name on Allen Street, shapely shopkeeper Jillian strips down to booty shorts and heels for anyone who spends $50. She's a greeting card whore. If they want to tip me, they can, said the California-born artist, who also keeps a pole in her one-bedroom apartment. Just don't touch! The store opened in October, selling greeting cards and calendars of Jillian's design in a space so narrow that she sometimes smacks the walls with her heels while spinning from the pole. I can't go all out in here, lamented Jillian, who stands 5 feet 7 inches before she slips into her 6-inch heels. The R-rated performance usually... You know, you gotta think about it. Who buys greeting cards? I mean, everyone is forced to at some point buy a greeting card, but who specifically searches out greeting card stores? Little old ladies, that's who. Guys don't give a shit about going to greeting card stores, you know what I mean? They'll go to the grocery store or the Walgreens or something. You know, last minute bullshit. Now, this might change stuff, I don't know. But I have a feeling she performs for a lot of blue hairs. Alright, they see the cards, then they see me pole dancing, who said Jillian, using only one name. So they pop their heads in and say, what the hell is this? The former model, oh, that's why. She's flashing her shit all around. The former model opened the brick and mortar store after spending 11... I'm sorry, after spending 11... I'm sorry. After spending 11 years... I'm sorry. After spending 11 years selling merchandise wholesale online at Jillian.com, the artist also hawks stripper heel. What? It's a greeting card store that also sells stripper heels, tiny tank tops, and shorts, and even has $350 poles for sale alongside a range of birthday, bar mitzvah, and sympathy cards. I'd go stir crazy if I was just working straight, Jillian said. I'm not in some office where I could just go to the next cubicle and take a break. Jillian admits she's no born athlete, although she did gymnastics as a child. She caught the pole dancing bug after performing on a mock rickshaw at a gay pride parade. It's common. Now she is a contortionist who can hang upside down and balance in midair with only her thighs gripping the metal pole. Ooh. You don't want me on your football, baseball, or basketball team, she said, but pole dancing? You want me on your team. It's gotta be awkward performing a pole dance for someone shopping for a sorry for your loss card. You know what I mean? They're not in the mood. I think I'm going to take a rain check on your vagina rain dance there, lady. All right, second story we have for you today. An Arlington doctor is emotional because of what she says happened to her and her 6-year-old daughter aboard an American Airlines flight from St. Louis to Dallas. Her panic started when she was throwing away a used tissue in an air sickness bag in the seat pocket in front of her. Oh, no. I took my Kleenex and proceeded to immerse it into the trash bag. When I did, my hand came out full of blood and mucus. Ta-da! When the passenger, who did not wish to be identified, realized she had blood on her hands, she, freaked out. I panicked and threw the bag on the floor, and then blood smeared on the side of the airplane. She's a doctor, though. Come on, she should be used to blood and mucus. The woman said she asked the flight attendants if they would keep the bag so the blood could be tested, but no one did, and she wants to know why. I was in the doctor's office all morning getting myself checked out for infectious diseases, the passenger said. You just check yourself. You're a doctor. The test may not have been necessary had the substance been retained. American Airlines says it's sorry this happened. The carrier encourages passengers to check air sickness bags before using them because crews don't always clean the planes between flights. It's disgusting. It was more... How hard is it to go in each aisle and just replace the bags? It was more frightening than anything else, the passenger said. It's something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. American Airlines does plan to pay for the doctor's medical expenses, so there you go. And finally today, this is a short one from Wisconsin. A teenager is accused of sex crimes and physical abuse after his girlfriend said he claimed to be a vampire. He lied to me! The girl told police she had a sexual relationship with the 17-year-old named Matthew Lovrin or something, starting when she was 15. All right, well, so what's the problem here? According to a criminal complaint, she told investigators Lovrin, or whatever, had several girlfriends, and yeah, he's a vampire. He's going to live forever. You're not going to be the only one there, honey. And bragged about cutting them with razor blades and drinking their blood. Sexy. When the man was arrested at Horlick High School. Horlick High School, officers say he had a knife with him. He was charged with 4 felonies and 4 misdemeanors, including physical abuse, having sex with a minor. And look, if you start a relationship when you're, you know, underage and it continues, I don't think that's right, you know? Just let him have his fun. All right, yeah, he was charged with 4 felonies and 4 misdemeanors, including physical abuse, having sex with a minor, and possession of a weapon on school property. He is not a very polite vampire, that's for sure. He's being held on bond in the county jail. He's scheduled to make his first court appearance next week. So there you go. See? This Twilight bullshit is ruining our children. Everyone's a vampire. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Real quick, before we do that, I've got to announce another winner for the 12 Days of Distortion campaign. I asked you guys to come up with something creative. Pan Paniscore came up with this.
The best comfort, just a fun thing he said. Come on, bitch, and shit it out all over this bed. Oh. Don't worry if they're turds. We'll edit that tape. Because like taking candy from a baby, it's as easy as rape. Cooner baiters, bait your dicks. Crazy God, warrior chick, mealy mouth, fucktards talking about stupid shit. Cheryl has a lapse. Corey's twisted and fun. Tone deaf Sean wishes a happy new to everyone. But it's creepy Uncle Tim, the most careless of queers. We keep coming back to, so he'll pollute our ears. Distorted View, Timmy Boo, what it do? Us our dose of daily audio poo.
Oh, thank you very much, Pan Paniscore. You want a iPod Shuffle, so send me your address and I will get that out to you. That was very good. Voice of an angel. Let's do a couple voicemails now.
Yes. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Tone deaf Ron. If Vladimir Putin moved to Canada and became the prime minister,
yes,
there,
yes, he would be Vladimir Putin or Putin.
Tim Henson. It's Carrie from Louisiana, your nasty,
hey,
dirty, filthy, slut, whore, bitch, cunt. Whatever you decide to call me, I don't care. I'm the chick who called in and puked on your voicemail the other day.
Oh, very good.
And it was not fake. And I take offense to that. How fucking dare you say it was fake?
I'm sorry.
I had the flu.
It was so good.
I was feeling really fucking awful. And I decided, oh, I will puke for you because, well, at the moment I had the means to do so. And because believe me, you're so not worth, you know, forcing it.
Hey, I am worth forcing it. Stupid whore.
So anyway, that's the first thing. Second thing. You actually played something on your show that I could not listen to. And no, it wasn't the Bunny Crush. I thought the Bunny Crush was fucking great.
Thank you.
No, the thing that you played on your show that I couldn't listen to was the little boy being abused by the bitchy lady who put hot sauce in his mouth.
Yeah, made him drink hot or keep hot sauce in his mouth, and then also gave him a cold shower.
And gave him a cold shower.
Yeah.
I did some looking up online, and he was adopted from Russia. I think he would have been better off staying in Russia.
Yeah.
Poor little boy. Oh my God,
you can't blame the mother. I mean, he took a blue card and a yellow card. What do you expect? He's got to be punished.
Tim, I was listening to your December 8th show, and I guess I have to start thinking of more obvious things that you haven't heard of yet to send in, because that is actually quite common, and I've known about it for a long time.
What? What are you talking about?
Where you were playing the audio of where this chick's sucking dick and then the cum comes out of her nose. Well, that's actually called an angry dragon.
Yes.
Around these parts, so.
That's true. I did hear that afterwards because I was describing it to someone. He's like, oh, an angry dragon.
Anyway, now you know.
Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
I guess I just.
Yeah, if anyone has some good angry dragon audio, I love the sound of cum snorting, I guess. Like sucking it back up.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. DuckTales? Really?
Yes.
I haven't watched that since I was a kid. And that was not when I was a kid. That was a long fucking time ago.
Really? How old are you, Tone Deaf Sean? I always thought you were way older than me. But I think... I mean, DuckTales was around when I was a kid.
Tim.
I can't... I'm sorry. I can't hear that. Nonsense. All right, thank you.
Hello,
for
this
that.
Is the Wonder Liquor. I just want to say on the November 9th episode of 2010, Spider complained that why someone was giving out candy with Jim Beam in it. Well, considering that the liquor inside the chocolate isn't real liquor, it's candy liquor, and it doesn't get you drunk, it just tastes like alcohol. Why are you complaining? You make a fucking blood play video and you're complaining about liquor and chocolate? Dear God. It's not like kids are going to start drinking it at, I don't know, 14, 15. That would never happen.
All right. Thank you, Window Liquor.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples calling. For some strange reason, I need to go watch a few episodes of DuckTales. I don't know. Just I can't get it out of my mind.
yes, it was my most recent test of patience for Sideshow
that
Freaks.
That was classic. I appreciate it. That was excellent. And also, in the top three in terms of tests of patience. Yeah.
I was actually listening to Corey's Ultimate Test of Patience, that 22-minute thing. Oh, so good. Rainbow bread.
My penis. I want to fuck it.
All right, well, go right ahead. Nothing's stopping you.
Hey, Sam and Sasha, remember Spider here.
There's Spider.
The other day.
Every goddamn day.
I was at the Red Cross giving blood. Right?
What? And you're the last person who should be giving blood. Who the hell knows what you have? You know what I mean? Like
eating blood, I suddenly realized that I'm staring at the blood bag just salivating.
What are you doing with that?
I'm staring at the blood bag just salivating.
Salivating? Oh my God, my listeners are all idiots. I believe the word you're looking for, according to Merriam-Webster, is salivating.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, Spider. You made my day.
Also,
love when
I
people are stupider than me.
Blood out of pleasure, not because I'm planning to save lives.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. We got to end it right there. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, he's in okay.
Show has a condition called prolapse.
Okay, what's prolapse?
Prolapse, I've never heard of it.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because I've got an extended show for you. Stick around for that if you are paying members, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye!
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefy it and pump it in.